they're morbid.
They're so embarrassing.
To win any motherfucker always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
That's how we ring in the new year, bitches.
Mother sucker. I can't hear you. Hey,
Baba,
no, Mick.
Baba
Mick,
O'Reilly?
Mick, go ahead and sit down. We got somebody to get you those.
Yeah, you want me to get a drink?
You guys got your bottles? This is going to fucking get me fucked
this
already.
Should we do half for this ep and then half for the next ep, or should we just pound it?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do. We're drinking
Let's do
anyway.
One ep.
Why are these ones so big for anyway?
They feel hefty. They feel very hefty.
Let's go a half around it. Yeah.
Oh man.
Drink up to the what? Right at the circle logo or the oval logo?
Yeah, to the little orange logo, right? You're talking
about?
Yeah,
a little like right in between that, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's you guys down?
2 ounce bottle. So yeah.
Is it 2 ounce? Damn, we had these at work. I bought them for me and my coworker, and he drank the whole thing, and I ended up giving mine to one of our customers because he just came in. He's like one of our big Pokemon guys, and he took a shot, and Tanner took a shot, and I bought they had single cans at the liquor store next door of the Cuddies, and I was just sipping on that freaking New Year's Eve. It was tight.
Sounds like a good New Year's Eve.
Good time.
We'll get into our New Year's Eves. But for now,
yeah,
we're going to wish a happy new year and take
happy
a cheers to the
happy
stool
new year,
boys.
Guys. Let's go.
1 year of this shit. I believe last year. Last year we started in December, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Well,
December.
Fucking to our 1 year anniversary, boys.
A literal full year. Let's go, guys.
Is it crazy?
Ooh, I want a little bit more than that.
You guys are nuts.
I mean, a goddamn with it.
Oy. What is up?
Shout out Tito's.
Oh, I love Tito's.
It's the smoothest vodka. It really
is. It's so good. It just tastes good, though. Some vodkas are like,
no, well, I have this argument that no alcohol tastes good, that we all tolerate the taste of it because we like the effect of it.
I mean, that is alcohol.
I kind of agree with that, though.
That is alcohol, though, right?
There's nothing wrong with it, but it's just true.
But that's all alcohol, right? We don't. Yeah. It's like IPA beers are super bitter, like, you know, and we like them because I like the taste, but yeah, it does associate with what it does. You know what
Weirdly
I mean?
Weirdly enough, so. I mean, when I first started drinking, the things I was into was like Guinness and Newcastle, dude. And yep. I've strayed away from like beers like that a lot. I don't know why. I think just necessarily my body is like, oh, that's headache inducing right there.
Yep.
It's too heavy, you know?
I mean, that's how I think about it. That's why I kind of like stick to liquor now. I don't drink as much beer as I used to, like at all. So I'll stick to straight whiskey.
Huh? Who? You lick who?
Huh?
What's her name?
Liquor?
Yeah, who?
Oh, I get it.
Hey, everybody.
Got
we're
him.
Back. We're back. We're
first,
back.
Hey, first worst joke of the year. Let's go.
Let's go.
Damn, I wish you guys would have taught me how to use the soundboard.
I wish. Well, you do know how to switch the cameras though, right?
Oh, I was just trying to linger on all three of us as we caught up. Sorry. My bad.
He's already in your ass, dude.
It's all right.
Already in your ass.
My shoulder's going to be sore after this stretch. Dude. We got to get some longer wires over here for this fucking switcher.
All right.
Calloused palms need no apply.
What is that, Mike?
As a calloused palms need no apply.
Welcome to the Stool Podcast.
Hello.
What episode is this? Fucking, I don't even
29.
Know.
29.
Episode 29. So it looks like we're about 25 to 30 episodes a year. That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. I like to think we'll get some extras in, you know?
Maybe.
But that's a good average. That's not bad.
Something like that.
Yeah. Not bad. Not bad.
Not too shabby.
Thank you guys for watching, whoever's watching, listening over this past year. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. My name is Johnny Savage. You already know. And to my right, who I got here to my right.
Hello, I'm Mick, aka Mixtradamus. What's up, bitches?
Mixtradamus.
How do you guys like this beginning into the new year? Dumpster fire.
That's a good description, honestly. That's a good description.
I think it's been pretty good for me.
Not bad, right?
Yeah. my Christmas is great. New Year's is great. Literally the day after New Year's, I bought a new car. So that's good.
Sweet.
Starting off right.
I'm going to have to.
I'm starting off in debt.
I'm going to have to. I'm going to have to bring you down here a little bit. And I was in the hospital for Christmas.
Jesus Christ. Oh, he was. That's right.
I was in the hospital for Christmas. I didn't get to see any of my family.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I saw my mom and my dad on Christmas Eve. But I didn't see any of my family. And my dad did drive over a bunch of food that I was not able to eat right away. I saved it and I ate it, but... I was incredibly sick this Christmas. It was the worst Christmas I've ever had. It was 2024 Christmas. Sucked. All right.
Well, mine was great.
So back to Johnny.
His lungs decided to not work and be a bitch.
I know. They're so gay, my lungs.
Your lungs are very gay.
They're so fucking gay, my lungs.
If they don't have cock them, if they don't have cock near them, like they can't function
correctly.
They
can't function. Yeah. It sucks, man. It's a burden and a blessing, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
What about your Christmas, Mick?
I literally spent it sick. Sicker than a dog. I was dying almost. I was coughing up blood.
Fuck. Oh, yeah.
No, that was just from coughing so hard.
We probably had the same exact bug, dude. Honestly, it's just I have asthma, so it made me
pneumonic. I can't even imagine that.
Pneumoniumatic? How do you say that? Pneumonic? I had pneumonia from it.
I think it's anemia is the word you're looking for.
Anemic? No, that's
no. You're retarded, dude.
I am a retarded dude.
You,
I was sick though during Christmas a little bit.
You were sick before I had us. That.
Yeah, dude.
You were patient zero on the Stool podcast.
Bro, I was sick for like 3 weeks. It pissed me off. Like I'm barely like the past couple days. I've been like, all right, I'm pretty good now. You know?
Yeah.
But it took a while. I don't know what was happening. It sucked. And my coworker, I think, is the culprit because he was sick. The end of November, right? And fucked all of us up. I got so fucked up. And
would you like
he actually went to the hospital.
Would you like to report this gentleman to the CDC?
I'm going to. He literally just went back to work today.
You guys ever see the movie Outbreak?
I love that movie, dude. Outbreak. With fucking Dennis Hopper?
I've never seen that movie.
Dennis Hoffman.
Okay, we're good.
We're good.
I disappeared for a second.
That's a great movie, dude. Who was the lady in that?
Oh, Renee Russo.
Her name is Renee Russo. That's a good movie, dude.
You got the spaceman in there too, dude. You got Kevin Spacey.
That's my guy, dog.
Hey, aren't you? I love Kevin Spacey. You're on terms with him. Like you guys get together at the lake and feed the ducks.
We hang out.
You guys have a basketball
league together.
For
youngsters to hang out with.
Honestly, Kevin Spacey's the man too.
We go to the jungle gyms and shit.
Yeah.
Turn the music down.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Hey, we're past the intro at this point, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, I shouldn't be drinking, huh?
This guy's done.
I'm not done.
I feel good as fuck already.
I was stuck in some weird insanity. You know, I kept hearing gypsy jazz. You know, bar after bar, and you guys are just like unfazed how loud that music was.
You want to know why, Mick? You want to know why?
Why?
Because in the prep stages, when you have us sitting at the desks while you're doing everything, you have it playing. So we're it's tuned out to us.
I tuned that shit out a long time ago.
If they were to do it at, you know, like to torture us, you know how they did it as torture, where they just blared music to get these people to come out of their hostage holding situation. Yeah, that wouldn't affect us at all. It wouldn't affect us in any way, shape, or form.
I tuned it out a long time ago. That's what I do.
Hell yeah.
Stop the music too.
What's up?
Stop it too.
Oh, I forgot. It's still playing. I just put it down.
Mm-hmm. You just turn it down. Yeah.
Yeah, see.
Do you guys have any, have you guys been listening to anything new that came out in 2025 in these past, 4 or 5 days?
I can say, honestly, no. Nothing new like that.
Nothing new came out? Like, no bands that you guys listen to?
Not in 2025, no.
No. Come on. Not necessarily, no.
What about you? You have something, John?
Yeah, that's why I was asking. Because Impending Doom dropped a music video. And those are my guys. Okay. That's my favorite band.
Is this in the tabs?
No, you don't have to pull it up.
Okay. Do I need to do a different tab?
Yeah, a different tab.
Okay.
So that video right there you just like had displayed, you're gonna love that one, Anthony.
Yeah, it looks very interesting.
You specifically gonna love it.
Wait, what is this?
That's what you call YouTube. It's going to be a boot. This is fucking gay boy.
Oh, so Impending Doom.
Impending poop. Should just put Impending Doom as like the first
Crisis like, King?
Yeah, that one.
There we go. All right, so let's
That's the one 13. That had the music video, I think. I just listened to the song. I didn't watch it. No, yeah, right there.
The Messiah
right, the second one.
What is this?
The Let's just video. Watch the Messiah Revealed. I don't know.
I'm down. I mean, you guys need Jesus, so.
Y'all need Jesus.
Oh, look
Jesus.
At the ultra widescreen. That's actually sick. I love this band. It's my favorite band. One of my favorite really? Bands. Top five, yeah.
You're naming a favorite band.
Yeah, top five. Shut the fuck.
No. I think that's admirable.
You know, it's the same shit. But I love these guys. Just that heaviness.
Hey, okay. So.
Wait, hold on. I don't want to hit the space bar. If that's a lame one to stop.
No, just click the plus or whatever. This guy. He doesn't know how to do shit over here.
I don't. I never have. I never will.
I'll never learn.
I try my hardest and I still don't get it.
Mick, before you say anything, choose your words correctly, all right?
Yeah, be careful, Mick, apparently. what's your...
Because it's not only me that's going to fight you, but God's coming after you.
Yeah, it has negative. Nothing to do with that.
Okay.
Let's hear the hot take.
The hot take has to do with the... I guess what's the most reliable workhorse for making metal sound like that, you know, mm-hmm. and the attraction behind it. Obviously, you brought it to the table. Sounds mm-hmm. sick, but I hear chugs like that. And I'm like, okay, well, I just try to like you know deduce it a little bit. Okay, can you? You have any picture? You have any? Draw me a badge, dude. Look,
you see this? Who did this? Did you do this? I was just like, wait a minute, what?
That shit worked for real.
Look at it. Taco.
I can't believe that shit actually popped off. I can't believe it. That's so funny.
That shit threw me off.
Beer. All right, here we go. What is it? Donut?
Well, no one can see it.
Oh, it's not on. Hold on.
You're terrible.
I am so bad at this. Go. Okay, do it again. What camera is it? There we go. Beer. Donut. Taco. And then my next note is a hot dog.
This is Anthony's wonderful art skills.
Yes.
If you want to check out his comic book, you can see more stuff like this.
Go to patreon.com/NapoleonDynamite. Sandwich. And hot dog. Hot dog. There we go. Don't forget hot dog. And this is the kind of quality entertainment we're bringing to the table on the stool podcast.
Dude, I was just I got super dumbfounded by that. It just threw me off.
You gave me your book for some reason. So I was like, I got to do something with this. I got to do something with it.
That's hilarious.
I'll pass.
That's so funny. What were you saying, Mick?
Okay, so Impending Doom.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Workhorse. Right.
No, I mean it's simpleton metal is what you're saying.
No, what I'm saying.
I didn't say that.
No. What I'm trying to get at is, it's like metal is like the producer realm now.
Right.
You know what I mean, as far as like getting tones to sound like that, that guitar. I'm sure it's a really nice guitar. Looks like a great guitar. But at the same time, I'm just like, well,
it's yeah. a great guitar. Looks like a great guitar.
You know what I mean?
We got beautiful guitars.
The sweetest tones. You know,
I love all the tones.
No,
we got clean tones, we got distorted tones, all of them. I love all the tones.
Good Lord. No, okay, so I don't know, for me it's just when I hear heavy stuff like this and the way it's mixed and the way they're trying to sell the narrative of like what the song is, you know, I'm just like, I don't know. I'm just not impressed. It's just too shiny.
Yeah. It's not as grungy.
I don't like that.
I'd say Impending Doom's more raw.
Can I associate bands? It to a thing for you, Mick? Can I like try to relate to you or to your point right here?
Sure.
Okay. I think I've kind of let go of it at this point, but I have this same sort of criticism of like, overproduction, or you could tell a production cost X amount, like a lot of money went into making this sound like this. It did, you know, did. And like, to me, I have like more of a respect of the people who are able to do it for bare bones, like minimum, less of a budget, and still make something like kind of like revolutionary or different or unique, as opposed to someone who's just like pouring money into a project to make it sound as big or well-produced as possible. Is that sort of kind of on the same tip as you, or?
Kind of. I mean, I'm just looking at it in the lens of like, you know, how easy it is. It's almost like metal's like becoming like the way hip hop is, like with the oversaturation of like artists now.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And it's just like that. You know, and it's like, well, I understand there's talent behind playing guitar, talent behind playing drums, yada, yada, yada. I understand. I mean, there's, you've mastered that realm of music. I get it. Like, what else can we do?
Yeah.
What else can we do? I mean, are you going to start selling your metal riffs? Like BeatStars style.
People,
I mean,
do come that. On. People, yeah, there's definitely that. Musicians. That are
what
doing
I'm saying,
that.
What I'm saying
musicians
is
that make that. Lee Albrecht is a perfect example of a musician who he like outsources. He's got so many ideas in his head. He's selling them to Devil Wears Prada and Murder in the Wheat Field and all these bands.
I would
bands.
Love to do that.
You know what I mean? He's that good at making the ideas that people are like, yeah, we're going to go to that guy as a core writer.
Right. You talked about him before. I remember
he's awesome,
that.
Dude. Yeah, he's insane. He's so good.
All right. Let's play some more.
Let's play some more.
You got to think about this though. These guys have been doing this their whole life. You know, like this is all they do. They don't try to be different. They just are Impending Doom, and that's why I like them. They just stick to the core.
Right.
Can remix, you, ready? Remix.
It's. I like that. It's undeniably heavy, though. That's for sure.
It's feeding the cows, bro. I mean, feed the cows. You need to. You know, I look at it as, I mean, people want it, so give it to them, right?
It's coming back right now, too. That's why. That's why my band is having a lot of success right now.
And am I crazy that they're not playing on, like, heavy, low guitars? Like, they don't even look like seven strings.
I think they do play seven strings. I think so. Yeah. Yeah, they have to. So this is the second song. The first one's Christ is King, and the second, that's just like intro.
Wait, let me intervene here then.
Then Punishment is
let
the song.
Let me interject here then. So this, shit. What did I do? Fuck.
Just change the,
yeah,
on the,
I got it.
On the
I got it.
Tablet.
I got it. I figured it. So the whole two videos thing, when did this come out?
This just came out like the other day.
So they basically did the same thing that Counterparts did when I showed you guys Counterparts.
Yeah. But everybody's does that.
Who did it before Counterparts?
My band did that before Counterparts.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have three videos that go into each other.
I guess then I'm just late to the party. And I'll shut up now. What was it, 13?
New year, new attitude, man. Let's go through.
New year, new me.
Yeah.
Not new year, better me.
New year, gay me. New me, I mean.
I don't hate it, though. This is definitely, if I'm on a jog, fuck yeah, let's go.
Yeah.
A little Southern rock flair?
A little bit. They're in Texas now.
His vocals, I will say, I mean, to say it, is they're immaculate. He's a great vocalist.
He's a great vocalist.
He's a fantastic vocalist.
But I think, so that's what puts, in my perspective, with deathcore, the vocalist is what sets it apart, because a lot of the bands are pretty similar. You know, like, if you listen to my band, we're like Casey Estrain, Amir. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But Andy sets us apart the way his vocals are.
Let me throw this at you then. Would you be more excited for a new Impending Doom album or a new Death Clock album?
Why are you talking shit on the Death Clock vocals?
I love Death Clock. But I mean,
that's the question. I mean, cause
well,
I mean,
what's your differentiating line there? Do you think the Death Clock vocals are not good, or what is it you're saying?
I think what he's saying is like, what's going to be more fun to listen to? Obviously, Death Clock. If I listen to Impending Doom's new album, it's going to be Impending Doom, and that's it. But a new Death Clock album, you're going to get funny lyrics. You're going to get concepts that are hilarious. And the music is dope as hell.
My favorite part about Death Clock, dude, is that 10 years ago when they first came out, it was music that was like impossible to play to a degree. And Brendan Small, he wrote it kind of like that way.
Yeah.
And he finally, after enough time and fandom and people supporting what he does, found musicians that are able to do the impossible shit. And now they get to tour live and shit.
Fucking crazy.
I think that's so sick.
So bad.
That's so fucking,
you know,
tight.
I met the creator,
Brendan Small,
at NAMM 2008.
Yeah. It's a dream. I wish I could bring it to the table. Maybe I'll bring it next week or something, but I covered, me and Mick are big fans of home movies. We won't talk for 2 weeks and then we'll just send each other the meme of where it's like, Dwayne is playing his guitar with his guitar teacher. And he's like, I want to tell you a joke. And he's playing, you know, beep, 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 beep. And it's like a knock, knock joke. And he's like, that's a dirty one. It's hilarious. It's a fucking great thing. But I actually covered the Dwayne solo song and I added drums to it. And I did a whole thing. I haven't released it ever, I'll share it on this podcast one day. I think that'd be fun. But yeah, I'm a huge Brendan Small fan. Everything he's ever done is awesome. He's amazing.
Yeah. When I was walking around NAMM, I seen the fucking actor. I forgot his name. That sucks. I feel like a dick. He was kind of a dick, so fuck him. But it was It was a guy that played the first remake of Texas Chainsaw,
mm-hmm.
And he's also in the fucking. It's a football movie. He's like a well-known actor. Fuck.
Ian McKellen.
No, I don't know. That doesn't sound like the right one.
Okay. Is it Denzel? But Denzel Washington?
Denzel Washington is who I met.
Okay, nice.
And yeah, right. I would remember that. I love Denzel.
Who doesn't love Denzel, dude?
He's great. Right. Andrew Bajanarski. He is one of the voice actors or something on Death Clock. Or he did some shit on Death Clock, right? Let me see. He is also in The Program. Have you guys ever seen that football movie?
I've heard of it. Wanted to watch it, but
one of the best. It's kind of like in the realm of Any Given Sunday. That type of like, it's like real, you know. Anyway, that guy, I seen him and I was like, oh, like I know this guy. He's a great actor. Like, so I went up to him, I shook his hand. And he's like a fucking big ass guy, right? He shook my hand and like squeezed my hand, like if we've known each other for like years, and I was. I don't know, 20 years old at that time. I was like pretty young and I was like, ah, shit. And then he was like, oh yeah, my bad. But you could tell he was a little inebriated. Right. And, so I was like talking to him. I was like, bro, you're really fucking good on Texas Chainsaw. I was like, that's a great movie in The Program. And he's like, oh, thanks. Thanks. He's like, you know, my buddy here. And I'm like, I'm sorry, I don't. He's like, this is the creator of Death Clock. And I was like,
Oh shit.
I was like, I love, like, that's when it first came out. I was like, Death Clock is great. And he's like, oh, I appreciate it. He was all humble, but this guy was kind of a dick.
Yeah, Brendan Small
you don't know him? That was his attitude. I was like,
damn. When it comes to the things that I care about and I think are cool, he's a modern genius. He's a fucking genius. Dude,
so
he's
funny,
a mastermind behind home movies.
Yep.
Or for the most part, I guess. There's a lot of other people involved with that. But when Metalocalypse came out, like, changer of the game, dude. Like, that shit... Not only animation wise, I don't know if you remember when they did, when they would play live, this was one of the first cartoons where they would actually articulate the
guitar fingers
playing
and stuff.
And stuff like that. That's awesome, dude. Like
so
the attention
sick.
To that detail is something that I appreciate and respect.
Yeah,
for
me
sure.
too. Me too. But, that's pretty sick.
Yeah.
That's pretty sick.
Good shit. All right, you want to finish this out?
But NAMM Show was sick. You know what? Who else I met? Damn, what the fuck's her name? Headbangers Ball?
Oh, shit. Are you talking about the chick from Fuse? Julia.
I met her too.
Damn, she was a smoke show.
Fine as fuck.
Now that is a down ass chick, dude.
She's badass.
She's
she was
so
super cool.
Yeah.
She had the only thing that when I got closer, I was like, oh, she got a lot of acne, dude. She'd be taking them cum shots on the face, I bet.
Wait, I thought it was it helped cure acne.
I heard it was
I don't think so.
So that means she
you ever seen porn stars? They all have acne.
It's so funny how that
works.
They
all get cummed in the face.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, if they got acne, they got backne too, dude.
Yep. And buttney.
And
they don't,
and knee.
Buck knee.
They have acne on their knees. Knee. All right, whatever.
Connect.
Let's finish impending doom here.
Yeah.
And it's got this, like, they definitely, it's less like black death metal kind of stuff than it's more.
They're just all hardcore. About the heavy. Yeah, hardcore,
it's
heavy.
Like a hardcore element.
I mean, they're like, huge Slipknot fans. That's why.
Yeah.
So they have that sound. And they're big new metal fans.
I'll never not be a sucker for a breakdown with some sort of electronic shit over it.
It's so sick. The best.
Yeah, kind of like pulsing and just kind of like...
something pulsing in the background is always going to get me.
Oh, yeah.
Like Southern Rock again.
Yeah.
I do like this. Can I say why? Because the parts have been consistently different. It's very not formulaic in that way. Every part is formulaic, but it's not like in the sense that the parts repeat. Every part has been heavier and heavier, but the riffs are different.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think it's just the competition of if it sounds cool or not.
That's definitely what we're dealing with, Mick. For sure. That's the scene we live in.
I love that in the back. Dick.
Haven't heard that in a while. Nice strong fade out.
Love it.
Yeah, into it.
My guys.
Put a little JST side widener on the background.
Yeah.
You hear the stereo spread.
You ain't wrong,
I'm
dude.
Into it. All right.
I love those guys.
Episode, mm-hmm. we determined we're going to do our scale of hate watch, love watch.
Oh, okay.
Mick.
What's up?
Hate watch, love watch.
I would be just to see what they're doing. Watch.
But right in the middle of between.
Okay. I like
right
it.
You're just like a null watch.
Let me just see what impending doom's up to these days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Hit that subscribe button for them though.
Yeah.
What about you?
Or for us rather.
Johnny.
Rather.
Yeah. For us. I mean, love watch. I love impending doom. This is like top five band for me.
I'm going to go love watch as well.
Yeah.
For impending doom.
My guys.
Let's go on that.
I give them 10 of 10. Dunce caps.
Hill to the yeah. So you know what? I'm going to go ahead and add, you guys vamp for a second, Johnny or Mick.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's vamp. Mick, we're vamping right now.
We're vamping
so good right now. We're like the best vampers. You know what I mean?
Vamp, yeah, dude.
Like,
vamp, yeah.
Like me and you should have both been on Nosferatu too, because we're the best vampers in the land.
I feel like you're trying to tell me something.
Yeah. I love you.
Gay.
I love you too. You guys ever seen that Tenacious D?
Oh, yeah. I love you. That was a test.
And you passed, but barely. You know what you got? D plus.
What the fuck?
Click.
I don't know why there's an ad. Yeah.
I have no idea.
I love Tenacious D.
Is it logged into like some like random ass account?
Probably. Just hit
I'm
skip.
I'm not sure. Yeah.
Just hit skip.
I'll skip it now.
You can skip it, you know?
All right, so let's actually go.
Oh, these are those guys.
Yeah, this is a song called
The Thumb Bass. I like that.
Let's see, where are we at? There we go. Come on, Anthony. Let's go.
I don't mind it.
This is Walking Across Jupiter live playthrough. Oh, that was just a short. I'm so retarded.
You are very retarded.
It was another ad, man.
Right, how's there going to be an ad on the ad?
I don't know. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, here how'd you do that?
Here we are. This is a real one. Here we go.
Who's that?
She's their, a paid piano player, I guess. And this is all live played.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you're right. Honestly,
I love that lighting cube in the middle.
It's sick, right?
It's fucking sick. Such a cool idea.
Yeah, I just want to get eyes on this video, man.
Beautiful. I'm trying to get rips, I'm trying to get dude. My eyes on her.
That's our Johnny. So this is a band I've been, and these songs are older. Like they've had albums since this, but this is just a live playthrough of one of their older albums. And I've been a fan for them for, I would say, going on like a decade or so.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, there's one core guy, his name's Alexander Volitov, and he's an incredibly talented writer, and not in the sense that he's like shred salad all over the place, like has to make the heaviest thing. It's just his movements are insanely cool, dude. Like he makes this like balance between this like ambient cinematic kind of music and these breakdowny heavy driving parts that are just they just connect with me. They really connect.
Nice. I like that. I understand it. I like that.
Period drums, hard rock kit.
What's trigger say what? Trigger say what?
You're a piece of shit, man.
Oh. Yeah, I can hear the I can hear the 500 views.
I'm just kidding. I mean, that was below the belt, bro.
Hey, yo, come at me.
That guitar riff kind of has like a old school Metallica type vibe.
Here you go, heavy.
Ooh, I like that. Ooh. See, this is my thing with instrumental bands. That's my thing with instrumental bands. How much cool is it that sound with Mick
with vocals
just ad-libbing to it?
Well, they have actually another record where they have a vocalist. They actually do. This band, it depends on what song they're releasing or what their plan is for the song.
Yeah, make it. Just write some vocals over this for fun, dude. I just want to hear it.
But they have a vocalist.
I'll clip this for these guys.
Just do it. It'll be so good for you. But I'm saying, Mick, this is like this type of music is where he excels in as a vocalist because he can do all of it. So when we had Abracadabra, it was, you know, there were similar-ish parts to some of this, like very, you know, abstract type of music. And that was like my favorite.
I have a very, very strong synesthesia. My synesthesia is very strong.
What is that again? I know we talked about that.
Where you could see music in your head.
Yeah. Oh. Like real time. I'm hearing what's supposed to be there. It's weird. It's almost like it's weird in a weird way.
Right.
Sorry.
You have proof of that. Cause you do that. You just did what you just did right now. And it made sense and it sounded good. Crazy. Mick, you should do some clips with their instrumentals. Like, honestly.
Well, like I said, they have these songs. I don't know if it's these songs, but with a vocalist. They do have vocals.
Vocalist is probably gay as fuck.
I'm going to be honest with you. He does not add more exactly. to the songs.
That's why he's not in this video. Because he fucking sucks dick.
I ain't saying nothing.
Hold on. I do want to make it to the end like of this that.
Song. That's cool. He almost made the camera view look like a drone there for a second. Yep. Here we go. Here comes the girl music.
No, I want to just make it to the end because the end is the coolest part to me.
Their bass player kind of looks like Rhino from Mudvayne.
All right. Hit me, Mick. What time signature is this? Or polyrhythm. What is it?
It's 8. I think it's 8/4 or 8/6.
Right here. That shit rips, dude.
That's badass.
It switches like 4 times.
Yeah, it's wild, right?
So here's it. All right, pause it real quick. So, when you arranging music, what do you consider a bar?
What just do I consider
in your mind?
A bar?
Just in your mind. What's the preconceived notion that you
I'm beholden
know
to my
DAW
when it comes to writing. If I write a riff, I often will fuck that riff up by putting it into a time signature if it's not in that time signature and I don't know how to make it, and then I'll just scrap something like that. But literally, if you're talking about bars, I'm beholden to my DAW. If I see a bar on my DAW, that's what I go.
But a bar would be whatever you intend that song to be, right?
That's what
because
I'm saying.
Different time
I'll fuck up parts that I've written, you know, on the fly.
I'll say in general,
what
everybody
I mean,
does 4/4.
This is what
though.
I mean. As far as time goes. Time. Yeah. So what do you, 4/4?
Yeah,
what is
four,
it? How
four.
Many?
It's an average.
You know what I mean? So you well, how many?
Yeah,
so 4/4 one, two,
is
three.
The bass, like,
yeah, bass.
Thing one bar that everyone goes off of.
It's 4/4. So 4/4. So 4.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Four times.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So
1, 2, 3, 4.
So you count. So the way to count stuff like that, if you don't try to learn the time signature, you want to learn, you count it and you have to write down like, where does the beat change? What's the downbeat?
Right.
The upbeat? That's how you define it. You just kind of just count it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. 6.
Yeah. And I look at stuff like that as like
4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, all those changes are within one bar.
Yeah. Oh, right.
That's what I'm trying to get at.
Right. I get what you're saying.
Right. So that's, it makes it easier to memorize that type of stuff.
So you're not talking about a measure. Gotcha. You're talking about a bar.
A bar.
So you're saying
bar,
per
go
bar.
For, go bar for bar.
Okay. So
technically, I guess. So, because I mean, I guess between the Bear to Me and bands like that, probably yeah, have they, to write that way. Because
they write
shit.
Bars.
So much yeah. shit going
all,
on.
They're all phrases and bars. That's
yeah.
All.
They can't really write in a full measure because mm-hmm. there's almost so much shit changing. But in the end of it, it's like, okay, this one whole piece is one measure, like kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they write fucked up. Okay.
They write amazing, kind of, if you kind ask of, me.
Yeah, I love them. I love, that's top five for me.
Yeah.
Between the Bear to
BT,
me.
Bam.
Who's
BT,
your guys' top
bam.
Five? Speaking of which.
Oh, let's get into it after the song.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm done with it. I'm pretty sure we did that, but we'll do it again.
I don't care.
Good camera work.
So that guy in the hat, he's the mastermind right there.
His he's the guy.
He's Alexander Volitov. They're Russian, by the way. They're not.
We can't like them.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I think that I genuinely do think that that's
probably why
a contributing reason why they're not
sucks.
Thriving, which is a bummer, dude.
That sucks.
I say, fuck
they're
all
really
that,
good.
They're really good.
Algorithms of suppression.
Yeah, fuck all that.
Suppression.
Suppression.
I can't do the whisper.
I can't do that. Mix it sounds really good. I can't.
Hey there, Sonny.
I can't do that either. That's strange.
But yeah, okay. You go for it. Top five.
Top five. So I have a like, okay, so I divide my top five to two different parts. Bands and artists. Does that make sense? Because there's some people
then
that are just themselves.
Let's just stick
so
to
let's
bands.
So let's stick to bands. Okay. I'm with that. For me, obviously Korn.
One.
Mr. Bungle.
Okay.
This is not in any order right now.
Yeah. Just
the Fall at Carnage. Between the Bear to Me.
All right.
I have two. Okay.
This is how this shit gets hard.
It does.
It gets
because
difficult.
I got two right at the end. And I will say this just because this band got me into playing bass. Metallica.
Metallica.
Cliff
okay.
Burton got me to playing bass.
All right.
My sixth man, Dillinger Escape Plan. That's my sixth man.
Okay. I honestly, if I were to just kind of guess, let's say there was a multiple choice, you know, questionnaire about uh-huh. Johnny and you, those bands were on there. It was six yeah. of them. And it was like, pick the five that are my top five. I wouldn't have picked Metallica.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just because literally Cliff Burton is the
it.
Reason why I started
they
playing
started.
Bass. All yeah. Right, it was Metallica right. and Korn was the reason I started playing bass. Cause all I was like, what the fuck is Fildy doing? And then I was like, Cliff Burton's a fucking man. It actually started with Cliff Burton. Cause when I first started playing bass, I was covering Metallica and that's it. Cause Aaron, my brother, I said this on the podcast before, but he gave me a Master of Puppets bass tab book because I told him I wanted to learn how to play bass, and he gave me that book and he gave me a Slayer book. And then he was like, here, here's two books. I'm going to teach you how to read tabs. And there you go. You're good. Get a bass or practice on mine. And that's what I did. I looked at Slayer. I listened to Slayer. And then I listened to Metallica and I threw Slayer book over the side because they suck and they're overrated. And then I opened up the tab book of Metallica and started from the top. Learned all the songs.
All right. All of that is a beautiful story. Iterate more about how you think Slayer sucks and is overrated, because that's one of the first like opinions that I've been so on the fucking tip with
they,
you.
They
dude,
just
I
suck.
Agree with you so hard that Slayer sucks, dude. Kerry King like is Slayer. An overrated guitarist.
Overrated. Dude, all of them are overrated.
Dude, yeah, I never have gotten Slayer. I've never gotten
him. I don't get it.
And that's not dispute hate either.
No.
I'm not trying to say I fucking hate Slayer. If you throw on Slayer at a TGI Fridays, I'll fist bump you.
Yeah, like, yeah, we'll, I'm with it. I'm having fun.
To me, as far as like metal bands goes, they're not revolutionary. They're they're the definition of like paint by numbers metal, dude.
Yep, exactly.
You feel that way about Pantera?
Ah, dude, that's the part that's hard.
That's hard.
Is because if you were to say,
I think they're revolutionaries in a certain way.
If you were to say those two bands, like you put those two logos together, it like they make sense as the same sort of archetypical band.
Yeah,
but. I would say that, yeah, Pantera did more different things.
They did. I mean, they brought the Southern to the fucking heavy music. They're the ones. They're the first guys to bring that Southern feel and
Dimebag,
the heaviness.
Man. Dimebag was
Dimebag
the shit.
Was the
and
shit.
Also, I would say they deserve some respect.
Ah!
We did it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we did it. We got there.
That's
Mick,
sick.
Your top five. Like you got a loose top five?
Yeah. Between the Beard and Me.
Okay.
That's my number
nice.
One.
Very nice.
My next one is
That's why me and Mick got along, because right away we're both like between the shit. Okay, go ahead. BT Bam.
He's noting. Let him do his thing.
So between the Beard and Me, the Deer Hunter.
Ooh, yes.
I could have called that one. If I thought about it,
I
would have thought about it. Yeah.
And I honestly, I know Mick loves the Deer Hunter.
Yeah. He's the one that got me into them.
Yeah, those guys. They were. Shout out Casey. Yeah.
Casey Crescenzo is a
They're basically
genius.
BT Bam, dude. But like not the metal side, you know? It's like rock.
It's like the polar opposite of the vibe.
Yeah.
You know,
they're so
great.
Good.
So great. And they did a collab.
Yeah, I know. They played each other's music and
shit. That was crazy.
And they were doing live shows playing each other's shit.
That was wild.
That's fucking sick, so dude. Tight. How do you find guys like that? You know? That's crazy. Go ahead.
Number three is a band called Dead to Fall.
I know Dead to Fall.
I've seen them live.
Through you, I know Dead to Fall, yeah.
They were pretty good live.
I like that because that's like my thrash. I like that's like my kind of thrash.
That's like me with the Metallica and shit.
Mm-hmm. And then there's this band called Scarlet.
I remember Scarlet, dude.
Scarlet. With that, remember the drummer? He played in like beats. They're just like I was saying, bars. They're just like,
dude, you know what? Keep talking. I'm gonna pull up some Scarlet, dude. I'm gonna pull them up.
It's the album's called Cult Classic.
I like that. So that's four.
What's
the fifth?
Last one, buddy?
Oh, last one is Human Abstract.
Human Abstract is sick. They were like,
you know,
they were
that's
like,
a band I know a couple songs from and never got into the catalog.
They're
and
so
I wish
fucking,
I did.
This guy's crazy. They're good as fuck,
I
dude.
Wish I did. Maybe that's one of the things I'll get into this week. You know,
and I'll say.
Yep. Do it.
And I'll say one thing about Human Abstract is when I was in my band To Kill For and we played Summer Slaughter, they played on the outside stage. And we did too. So we opened up for Human Abstract.
Did you play? Was Travis Richter from First to Last in the lineup at that time?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know them that well.
Skinny white guy with like the half hair.
You think I remember what they look like?
What was something funny about him?
I was like 20 years old.
No. Hang on. But I know what's funny about Anthony. Anthony's like,
over 10 years ago.
The statement within the same 2 minutes, this fool was like, oh, I got to get into these guys. Then he knows like this whole, like their lineup. It's just like, come on, dude. I can't stand it.
Hey, cool guy. Tone it down a little bit.
What are you talking about? What do you mean? Like, he's like,
but I did hear.
That's me being a From First to Last fan. Me being a From First to Last fan because I knew Travis Richter was in that band for a while.
He's just a cheese muscle, dude.
Cheese muscle.
Well, I mean, that gets me into, let's go into my top five. I'll list them as quick as I can. Most influential bands in my lifetime. Johnny's gonna hate so hard on me, and I'm the only member of the Stool podcast who's not gonna list BT Bam. But Enter Shikari.
I
think they're the most revolutionary band I've ever
come
across.
Band.
Yeah,
that's a good band.
They're so fucking like good and creative. And Brand New, because they're the best lyrics. I like the lyrics.
They got some good songs.
They're so sick, dude. As far as their lyricism, it just connects to me really well. Blink 182, because that was my band, bro. Like, I mean,
I respect
that's just,
it.
That's just, I'll never not hate on them. Seosin, because literally that defined for me the bridge between like the pussy emo end of things and the kind of heavy moshy part of things. You know what I mean? And then my last band, I would say, and it's like a relatively new one, and it just, they affect me. Every one of their albums hits. If you don't, if you haven't, if you're a person who listens to hardcore music and you haven't listened to the album You're Not You Anymore, you're missing out in a way I can't explain. But Counterparts is such an important band for this style of music. They're so fucking good. Johnny, even you, I feel if you
throw I like on, Counterparts.
If you throw on You're Not You Anymore, that that record, two times in a row, just run it, you know,
just run it back to back. I could do that.
You'll find a track in there that's like, fuck, dude. Like
just the one.
Yes. You know, so that those would
it's
be
a
my
fun
five.
Experiment. I'm going to do that. Yeah. I love finding those songs, because I'll listen to full. I'm a full album listener. You know, like I don't listen to one song. If I hear a one song from a band, I'm like, this band is good. Brand new band. Never heard before. I'll go listen to full albums. I'll start from their very first one and go up.
Did you have a big old CD book?
Yeah. Yep. I still have.
Dude, bro.
I still have a CD book. I still have a big old fucking CD book.
I have a drawer. I have two drawers full of CDs, CD book, and then like one of those stands with more CDs on it.
You want me to one-up you? You real quick on that old school game? I have a CD player in my old ass truck, and I burnt a CD today. Today, before I came over here,
I love that.
I burnt a fucking mix CD today. Let's go.
This guy put fucking 300 MP3 songs on one CD.
On one disc.
Right, would you use Disc Juggler?
No, honestly, I just burned an old school Windows Media Player regular ass CD. Oh. All right, let's get into some Scarlet.
Remember Nero?
Let's go.
That's fucking funny.
Nero
dude.
Burning Robin.
Oh my God! Why are the ads? What the fuck?
It's logged into some other Gmail.
And you're it's not even letting me, it's not even letting me put the volume down.
I remember this.
Why is it not letting me put the volume down?
Because you're not clicked on Logic.
I do like these kind of vocals though. Super raw and shit.
Let's turn it down on YouTube.
Have you brought this song to the?
No, I don't think so.
I just know this song.
So these guys, around the same time. What time did this? Well, I want to find out something.
05.
Because I want to find out when this came out and when White Pony came out. Because I think these guys are having this almost the same sound at the same time.
True.
No, White Pony was definitely before this. White Pony
was like, 99 or
99, 2000, yeah.
That's crazy. When you said Deftones, I could hear that similarity. That's nuts.
It's like Deftones, but then they do weird prog stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mick, I might have to check these guys out.
No, they're cool, dude. Scarlet is tight. I remember once Mick showed them.
Do you like drivey stuff? Yeah, I love that shit. Yeah. You know that shit's coming back? Oh, yeah, we talked about it last podcast with fucking Zach.
Yeah.
The shoegaze shit. It's coming back now. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I've always personally been into that.
Shut up.
Because It takes less talent.
It's great.
And that's
all about
feeling. That helps me thrive.
It's all about
you come to all this knowledge.
It's all about vibe and driviness. I like that.
This guy thinks he knows everything.
All right. Well, that's all of us bringing a song to the table. You guys want to get into our clips?
Did I bring? Oh, yeah. I did bring.
He's Scarlet, technically.
Cocksucker.
Unless you want to do another one. You want to do another one?
Sucking motherfucker.
What you got?
There's more I can
remember. Play that fucking cocksucking song, whatever Mick says.
Cock sucking song.
He's in a type in cock sucking song.
There's no such thing as a cock sucking song. Okay. Oh wait, there it is. I just searched it. There it is. All right, let me play this cock sucking song.
Nice.
No, I personally believe that this era, the 2005, 2006 era of hardcore, and I guess you would classify it too, Mick, as like the southern rocky kind of heaviness, you know. Mm-hmm. Underoath came from that, and Underoath is huge. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. They're like a huge band for a lot of people, and they sort of came from that. No,
yeah, when Dallas Green was in there.
Dallas Green is from Alexis on Fire. Dallas, what's his name? I don't know it. He's the guy from
the first Underoath. He's in Maylene.
Maylene and the Sons of Disaster.
So another Southern rock band. So it's
there you go.
Band,
so. Oh, man. Let's play some Maylene. Good.
Hey, I got you, buddy.
Hey, wait. That's my job.
No, don't worry about it. You don't pay attention to me, so.
I'm doing so much over here.
I know. I give you a break. I give you a break.
No, I genuinely, I don't have the brain that you guys have to do this. I need you guys to understand that at some point.
It's crazy because it's taken a long time for you to get to where you are. It's not as good yet.
So you guys can see how long the episode's been going right there.
Yeah. Oh, we're in
that's perfect.
50 minutes.
We'll do another 30 and then 30. Cut into the next one.
Okay. I'm with it.
Hell yeah, dude.
We're gonna be
I miss this shit.
We're going to be absolutely smashed on the second
I can't episode. Wait. I can't wait. Second shot.
Just so you guys know, we're doing two episodes right now. So if we're wearing the same thing, sorry. Deal with it. I think Cardi B writes cock-sucking songs, to be honest. You know what? Southern rock gets me, dude.
Dude, I get Southern rock. Shit, dude. If it's heavier,
right?
If it's influenced by like bands like this, like to me, it'll always. Even if I've never heard it, I'll be like, "What is this?" I'm into it.
It's even better when you're changing the cameras and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit! Yes, sir. I'm like literally just getting into the video.
But I'm saying Southern rock's like the most American shit ever. It's basically country and rock and metal like all mixed together. Like that's the most American type of music, right?
You want to know something commercial? That's always going to be attached to that thought? Bud Light.
Bud Light. I could drink a Bud Light and listen to this all day. Give me a nice Budweiser.
Mick, what's the band? They're a very Southern Rocky band. Two vocalists that like have that high-pitched scream. Shit, dude.
Newer band?
No, they've been around for a while, and then they kind of came back just recently. Oh, shit, dude.
I know who you're talking about, too. Fuck, what's their name?
It's like the heavy... I really don't know it, dude. I don't know it. Sorry. I'll think of it.
Sorry.
We'll think of it on the next episode, and we'll retread to it. But, yeah, Maylene and the Sons of Disaster. Did you guys see that they brought him on to perform with Underoath at, like, amphitheater?
That's cool.
They had him on, and he performed When the Sun Sleeps, which is a song that he was originally on.
Nice.
Which is pretty sick. I love seeing that. Love seeing that kind of stuff.
Okay, so you know we're talking about top five. What are the three honorable mentions? For me?
You got one. We already got one. For you. Okay.
No, I got my five.
Well, right? No, you kicked out, who was it for Metallica?
Oh, Dillinger.
Dillinger.
Dillinger, yeah, Impending Doom, Arcspire. Those are my three.
Okay. Honorable
mentions.
You, Mick?
Just beat the band.
Honorable mentions.
You got your top five. So what's the three after the top five that almost made it to the top five?
I would say Weezer.
Nice. Oh, okay. I like that.
Okay.
That's fun. I like Weezer. I've always liked Weezer. I think they're just really good.
It's just a good, band.
Fun band. Yeah.
It's a fun band to listen to. Weezer, Incubus.
Nice. Honestly, Incubus, as far as great bands, is underrated, dude. Incubus is underrated as a great band. They're a truly great band.
Although Incubus is not in my top eight.
They're great, dude.
They're in my top 10 for sure.
but they have literally one of my top five favorite albums, which is Science. It's like one of my all-time favorite albums. That's a fucking incredible album. I'm going to listen to it on the way home in my new car because my sound system is pretty sick.
Cool. Nice. Good for you, man.
I mean, this guy just wants cred all day. He's been great presents. You know, talking about his new car.
I bought them presents, guys, and they didn't bring me nothing.
Yep. Okay. I brought you the Ferreros.
No, it's fine.
Or the whatever those things are called, the Rocas.
Mick, break those out. Come on, get those.
That's going to be great. Let me get the
Trader Joe Ferrero.
They're almond Rocas, all right?
Oh, it's almond Roca.
Yeah.
Oh, well, come on, board bitch. Do your job.
You don't want those right now. Here.
I want those now.
Oh, yes. Oh, you don't even know how to heads up.
This is even better.
You suck.
Actually, this is not better because it doesn't go well with right Russians, but that's all right.
Right Russians?
Right Russians?
I think I don't know. About
why does right Russians?
I think they're wrong, Johnny. I think they're wrong.
The wrong Russians.
The whites are never
the wrong Russians. All right, I think that's our cue to get into some of these Instagram videos.
I think so.
Go to a music one.
Oh, let's start with this one. No, let's start with this one.
All right.
Hold on. 16 is the... Yeah, there we go. We got this shit.
Yeah, we're good. So, this bitch right here, right?
Oh, yeah. Look at this guy go. All right.
Let me have that.
I don't know if I can control the volume on this.
Thank you, sister. Mick, watch this, Mick. Pause it. Yeah, you can pause it.
I don't know how
it.
I...
No,
how
you can't. Move. You're done.
I can pause it.
Okay. So...
Oh, that's a good screen.
So the lady that runs this channel, she's about... How do you say?
You want me to read the description?
You could read it. I can read the first paragraph.
That shit's
basically
long.
Like a self-proclaimed, I guess, shaman that helps you get your... inner self, I don't know, balanced maybe by...
I will dismantle every word of this. Let's I'm go. Reading this paragraph.
Read it.
Dude, I will dismantle this shit.
Let's go.
Are you kidding me? Read Listen it. Read to it how first. Bullshit this shit is, dude. Oh my God. What did I do? There we go. Fuck. All right. Let's how do we...
It. What do you think about...
Oh, I'm right there. Okay.
So just read it first and then...
I'm gonna Let's go sentence by sentence. Embark on a profound journey of self-love and exploration that invites us to embrace our entirety, light, shadow, joy, and imperfection. So that is a nonsense sentence. That sentence means absolutely fucking nothing. Right. Embrace our entirety. Mick, do me a favor and give me an example of how you embrace your entirety.
Give me another cookie.
Damn it, I'm wrong.
He's got a set up.
Nick got it. Right. Self-love is not just a fleeting feeling, but a deep commitment to cultivating a compassionate relationship with ourselves. Okay. So self-love, that literally is a definition that's defining itself. A relationship with yourself is self-love, you fucking dumbtard. Self-love is not just a fleeting feeling, but a deep... Dude, you're just saying self-love is me loving myself. You fucking dumb shit. It begins with an active acceptance of our flaws and challenges and limiting narratives that diminish our worth. Now, that sentence is actually kind of important in the sense that if this bitch has superpowers that she's making this fucking other bitch, you know, writhe and do all this stuff, if she has, that sentence makes all of that completely irrelevant. That means that she has no powers and that it begins with active acceptance of our flaws. So she's saying that it's this internal struggle, which it is. That's the reality.
Uh-huh.
It's an emotional internal struggle that we all go through.
Right.
And she's taking advantage of that clearly by taking stupid people that buy into this horse shit.
Yep.
And saying, I'm going to make you writhe on the ground like this dumb idiot here.
Nah, what she's going fuck? Through it, dude. Look at it. She's pulling it out of her right there. You see that?
I want to go to the comments, man. Oh, there's no comments. The comments are disabled.
They took them out. Hey, why do you think they took them out?
Because, dude, anybody who can't take criticism of their incorrect perspective,
they're bullshit.
Yeah, they're gonna disable the comments.
Exactly. Of course they are. Because this is all
horse shit.
Well, if you have any comments, comment them below.
There you go. We allow comments, so let's comment on this video here.
And this is what's wrong with social media. Just because she's got a lot of followers and she does these really, like, I mean, look how great the video is shot.
Yeah, so she has a budget.
Yeah, that is blinding you to the idea that she's portraying in these videos, you know? And it's just horse shit. Like, what you're talking about is just like everyday life and shit that we all go through. Like, this person is dealing with it by going to you, paying you money to basically, I guess, be in a sense their therapist, but what bullshit. Like, if I'm paying for a therapist, I want them to just talk to me and talk me through shit, not do this fucking shaman, like, you know, fake.
Well, no, this is stupid. This is very indicative of a specific type of person.
Yeah.
That literally their self-healing revolves around attention for themselves.
Yeah.
It requires.
That's this bitch right here.
Yeah. It requires.
She is loving that in this video.
Disc is too slow or system overload, Mick.
What's that mean, Mick?
On Logic over here. Disc okay? Is it okay?
Yeah. It's still going?
I think. I can't tell.
Hit it again.
Hit the record.
There you go. We're back on.
All right. So I don't know when it did that. I'm not sure.
I think it was just right now.
Okay. I'll find out.
It's all okay. Good. But so, this bitch is retarded. This one in the video, right? She's fucking stupid.
No, she's full of herself. She's part of a contingent of people that think that their own personal healing is everybody else's business.
Exactly.
And that's the thing is there's some of us that like we get criticized for this by bottling up our feelings and we say it's not good. But the people who are able to effectively bottle up their feelings and then continue with their lives are the ones carrying the fucking world. And there's less and fucking less of us out there because of this brainwashing bullshit that you could be this sort of weak fucking person. I hate it. I hate it, dude. I can't stand it.
Yeah. This is like exactly why I brought this. Cause Anthony was going to love this video. The music. You like the music?
That's all. I think it just loops from there.
Oh, okay.
Does she have more? You want to watch more from her?
You can throw more up if you want, but that's our whole thing. How much followers she got?
Oh, I didn't see.
Every step of the way, remember that you are an infinite soul.
Is that person crying too?
No, I think that person looks like they have legit gotism. Yeah, she has gotism, dude.
What?
She has gotism.
What is that?
She claims that she's got autism, so she's got gotism. What? You never heard that before? Did I coin that? That's just something I've said. Oh, fuck, Johnny. Johnny's wasted. He's wasted.
Ew. Gotism is now in my vocabulary. Thank you.
Let's go. Let's bring it into the nomenclature. Let's go. Bring it into the real shit.
Bro, that's one of the funniest things I've ever heard. I'd never heard that before.
All right, let's see this gotistic retard do this shit.
Oh man, that's fucking funny.
God, dude, I hate this. I really do. Do you want to read this paragraph? I'm going to read it. I won't even say anything. I'll just read the first paragraph.
Go. Here we go.
I invite you to explore the intricate dance of people pleasing and how it serves as a mirror to our internal reality. This phenomenon is so common in our lives, yet its roots run deep, often entwined with our fears, insecurities, and longing for acceptance. When we engage in people pleasing, we often relinquish.
I know, dude.
Don't you hate
up.
It? It hurts to read it. The fact that she knows three syllable words. That's all. That's all it is. Is that people are like confounded by the fact that she could put words that are three syllables or more together in a sequence of four words or not. The sentences don't make sense. They don't actually mean anything.
Redundant as fuck.
You're gonna find out that she's a Kamala Harris speechwriter.
1000%. She loves Kamala.
You know, honestly, ultimate fucking heel turn would be we look and then we go to her page.
It's Trump's all,
she's MAGA Trump 2020. Like,
I'm with her.
That fucking rules, dude. That'd be so funny. All right, let's cleanse our palate, guys. Let's do some actual bitch. Talented shit right here. Some real
I'm gonna send her hate mail, dude. I like that. Oh shit.
Get it. So look at this guy. I think he designed this guitar.
What's on the end of it right there?
Okay, so let's try to get a
sick,
let's see if we get a better view real quick, so I can show all this stuff.
That's so badass, dude.
Come on, there. Give me the bottom. Show me the bottom. Ah,
all right. That was fucking sick, dude.
All right, let me try to show you. So right here, he's got little tambourines, and then this little bottom part, he changes the key of each. Each song or each part that he plays with these little notches. And then he has this other pad for beating, and then he beats the guitar. So it makes a different sound, like a snare kick difference, you know, it's pretty sick, dude. And then he has special tuners and yeah, it's wild, man. This guy is nuts. How do I go to more of his stuff? Here we go. What's his other pinned one? Let's do this. Now that's fucking talent, bro.
Mick, try this. It's Oreo.
That shit's tight.
I wish I could play.
You're like, I wish I was good at music.
For real. You're not even a lie.
I relate, Johnny. I completely relate. How do I turn it off?
That's good as fuck, huh? Try this, dude.
That's insane.
What is it?
It's Oreo. Insane. It's an Oreo cluster.
That's insane.
It's all heavy too. Fuck.
That's insane.
My my nephew's girlfriend made those. They're from Chicago, and he brought them down for Christmas.
It's like a reverse Oreo.
That's good as fuck, huh?
It's like a reverse. What's the cakey Oreos? It's reverse. It's a white.
Oh
white.
Yeah. It's like
Oreo covered. The cakesters.
Yeah,
the cakesters.
Oh, that's good.
Her name is Jolly. That's her name. That's her actual first name. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, yep. No. Here we go. Let's do this one.
Let's do it. We're just clicking on random Instagram videos that we
label to design. Here's three reasons your bad songwriting made me pass on you. Your choruses aren't repetitive enough. Instead of saying 50 different words in the chorus, try saying one word 50 times. The title of the track isn't in the chorus, dumpster. If there's nothing like shocking or interesting in any of the lines. Also because your songs are way too long. If they're more than like 2 minutes, 30 seconds, I'm probably skipping. If I don't 100% know what the song is named at the end of the song, dumpster. Get writers. Writers are your friends. I get paid to tell
I think he's talking about my band.
I hate this guy.
Can I tell you something?
I hate this guy.
You know what it sounds
like?
Hate him. Sounds like he came up to common sense instead of like having an educated perspective on how to think about this shit.
Yeah.
He came up with common sense stuff.
Yeah.
And he made videos off of his common sense.
Well, I mean, does this guy even play any music or does he do anything?
That's what I'm asking too.
Yeah, okay. Does he do anything else?
I wanted to go to the comments in particular from this guy. So I want to read his caption and then go, you know, into all these comments and how people respond to what he's saying.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
This is his caption. Your bad writing made me pass on you. Hashtag music tips. Hashtag songwriter. Hashtag, it goes into
how about
his
hashtag you're a faggot.
Okay.
How about that?
I would hashtag that.
You know what I mean?
Okay. So, just random people. This guy is why music sucks now. Everything you hate about modern music explained in less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Thank you for service in ensuring that music is plastic, pandering, focus group approved,
bullshit. Dude.
We hate you. This guy isn't even the most famous Matthew Tuck in music. Get over a million streams. Let me see. Yes, because I love how the song Bohemian Rhapsody says Bohemian Rhapsody 50 times. Fucking great point. Here's the formula to how to make trash music for your corporate interests.
Oh, man. I love this.
So, yeah, that to me is like the consensus is clear, dude. Like, people don't want to listen to people like this.
No.
Musicians and creators don't want to listen. But how come people like this are thriving? Why are dudes like this thriving?
Because
you mentioned Johnny.
They're great at marketing. That's the
I know,
problem.
But you mentioned it doesn't
matter what you do or who you are. If you're good at marketing, your shit's gonna be everywhere and it's gonna have positive. You know what I mean?
Okay,
no matter what.
You mentioned Andy bringing up that one guy that one guy
with, with the cigar that he never lights.
Yeah, we have one of his videos in queue too. But
all we do is roast Andy every time he sends those to the group chat. But
why is it that
funny.
Talented and good musicians are susceptible to taking this bullshit message? Well, and effectively ruining their actual creative. It's because
It's because you listen to it and it makes sense in the moment. You're like, yeah, that's true. That's what people think. The majority, I guess, or the mainstream. That's what the mainstream think. And if you want to be locked into the mainstream, yeah, it could get you some accolades, I guess. But if you want to be locked into there, then yeah, listen to them exactly 100%. But if that's not what you're looking for, if you're trying to go more than that, then you do your own thing.
I mean, he doesn't even project that he even has that experience.
Not this guy, the other guy. That's why.
Yeah.
Go to the other guy.
You want me to pull that guy
out?
Yeah,
the fucking...
All right, let's see.
The fucking cigar guy.
Yeah, here we go.
Most bands are secretly solo projects. I've worked with literally thousands of bands at this point, and in the vast majority of cases, there's only one or two people driving the...
Gonna cut you off there. So basically, your experience with, you know, the modern age of music, which I would say is not as good as former ages of music, is that only one writer kind of drives the whole thing, or maybe two writers drives the whole fucking thing. You're stupid. The best music came from collaboration, and it continues to. Mm-hmm. The people who spread this message are wrong, and they're only right about marketing. They're not right about art. They're not right about good music. They're right about marketing. Fuck marketing. 100%. Marketing has ruined every aspect
everything.
Of the world.
This is everything. This is my
and people
my,
still yeah, buy into it.
Totally. My take on what he's saying right now is I'll take my own band, for example. Yes, my guitar player Steven and Andy, the vocalist, do most of the management for the band. But do they write my bass lines? No. Do they write my other guitar player's guitar stuff? No. Do they write the drums? At first, yes, but then my drummer changes everything and he does it his own way.
Shit, Dead Widow is like, I start a lot of the songwriting. I have this initial idea and then I'll write drums to it. But I write literally snare, kick, cymbal pattern, and then I let my drummer do everything else.
Yeah.
And the songs will 100% of the time turn out better when he does
collaboration.
100% of the time they turn out better.
If you listen to all of our music, D&G's music, before this next song the song that just dropped for the music video, the Spotify song has not come out yet. That's the only one I wrote and actually recorded bass on. You listen to that from the rest, and also our drummer recorded drums and our guitar player recorded guitars, Warner. We all did our own shit on this one song. Before, we were just coming into the band and just playing everything that we needed to play at first. But all the new shit now is all of us but doing everything together. And you can hear the difference of the whole song. Like, you're just like, and you listen to it, you're like, wow, this is an upgraded version of what D&G is. You know what I mean? And that's how you truly collaborate.
If you pay attention to the arc of a lot of good bands, that's how it goes.
That's how it goes.
So he's not wrong in the sense that it starts with the core writer, but once their good shit starts hitting, it's because they've gotten a collective of musicians to make it that good.
I think mostly what he should have said instead of writers, but managers. Because right now I don't do shit else for my band besides write bass and record it. Yeah. I don't fucking do no marketing.
Well,
I don't do nothing.
To give yourself some credit, you bring the sexy, doggy. You bring that sexy to the D&G.
Bring that rhythm.
I will always rage against this fucking marketing jargon. Rage Against the marketing jargon. It doesn't roll off the tongue the same as Machine.
It's a decent band name.
Rage Against the marketing jargon.
It's all long as shit.
We're going down to the Roxy to see Rage Against the Marketing Jargon. All right, what else we got, dude? Oh, okay. So this one's for you, Mick. I want to see what I'm going to shut the fuck up for this one and get your thoughts.
Let's hear it.
There's a guy who can disprove AI in three quick points.
Three things. AI is not real. The thing that people call AI is not AI, and people need to shut up about it because people in the future are going to think we're stupid. You can't have artificial intelligence. If it's intelligent, it can't be artificial. If it's artificial, it can't be intelligent. Mm. The thing that we have is algorithmic learning. That's not artificial intelligence. Mm. That's Googling things really quickly. Computers aren't smart. They're quick. You ask a computer to write a cowboy movie script, it can only do that because it can Google other cowboy movie scripts and then just really quickly put them all together and give you something that looks like them. Wow. It couldn't make a cowboy script if no one else had done it before.
Yeah.
AI is not going to end the world. AI is not going to save the world.
Preach it.
AI is going to slowly die out. And then in 1,000 years, if people are still around, they're going to laugh at us for believing in it like we do to people in the past.
Isn't that what humans do?
Okay.
Like humans.
First of all,
go.
First of all, stupid is not a word. I think it's stupid.
Well, we all know the Brits talk retarded. So.
I hate fucking British talking, dude. It's fucking annoys the shit out of me.
Croissant? That's the French.
It's so
still.
Stupid. Shut the fuck. Talk right, man. You guys were the ones that came here. How come you don't talk like us? Don't make no damn sense. Go ahead, Mick.
Yeah, speak American. Jesus is language. No, okay.
he sounds like a native making fun of Americans.
That's what it sounds like, yeah.
That's like your caricature of Americans.
I mean, he has some good points, though.
Do it again?
Play it again?
He has some good points.
No, I don't know. I don't buy into any of that shit.
Wasn't listening to it.
No. I get what he's saying. I get what he's saying, but it kind of sounds a little pompous the way he's
sounds pompous.
You know, the way he's putting his message out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, first of all, how the fuck does he know that? You know what I mean? How the fuck does he know that? You know what I mean? He's walking in his fucking backyard. He's the guy that can figure this out. I really doubt that. Secondly, number two, as you see on screen, this guy is not, it seems like a very specific way to look at it. Uh-huh. Only, you know what I mean? He's not looking at it from the music perspective. Cause yeah, there's the music stuff that's not being talked about. Yeah. It Googles information really fast. I get that.
Yeah.
But the music side's doing the same thing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And what's fucked up is the regulations not caught up to it.
Yeah.
So right now people are uploading songs that have like kind of ripped off stuff of someone else's new music,
mm-hmm.
and they're registering it on YouTube as original content.
And you can't do anything about that because it's not there. The regulation's not there yet. So right now is the time. If you're going to use AI for music and for other shit, do it right now. If you don't do it right now, later on, about a year from now, the regulation might be there. But right now, you can get away with it.
I think there's no difference between what Mike's talking about and what people have been doing for 2-3 decades now by sampling and shit, dude. You sneak through the loopholes to not be original.
That's a little different.
I think it's the exact same thing, dude. I think it's the exact same thing in the sense that, okay, so I'll get to what this guy is talking about in a second, but what Mick's talking about is sort of different.
Can I ask you a question, Anthony?
Go.
Do you view, because you know, the experience of watching a movie is different, obviously, from going from like a Wizard of Oz to a horror movie to, you know, to something like a rom-com to whatever the fuck. They all have different, they're filmed differently. They're approached differently.
Yeah.
And the way we enjoy that, it's very obvious because it's visual. We get that. Mm-hmm. Why is it that when this stuff comes into conversation, we don't look at music the same way? We have this very like way of looking at it where it's like, oh, it's this like phantom creativity. Like, oh, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
it's not.
Because the visual element of the creative element of a visual medium, the thing that separates it is dimensional, dude. It's like literally Wizard of Oz. You're not going to experience the same things viscerally that you're going to experience from watching Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Okay. Now, from music, if you have a beat, that's in a billion songs.
Would you call that a beat?
No, it's like a little shitty beatbox or whatever. But, you know,
this kid's going far.
That's in a million songs. Even that. even that is in a million songs. So there's really no like kind of like copywriting that or like claiming that as your thing, yeah. Especially if you're in the structure of chords, you're going to use chord progressions that have been used already. And you have to be creative in how you use those. Okay. Now the bastardization of that process is just acknowledging that there's no creativity in it anymore and that you're just going to recycle that having been done before instead of A, creating your own chord progression that's new and it's going to challenge a listener, or B, using those old chord progressions creatively in a new way. Does that make sense?
I think that's totally off what I was getting at with my original initial messaging.
Okay, then I'm missing. What are you saying? What are you saying?
Like, okay, so
Anthony just likes to hear himself talk. That's the thing.
I do. I'm not gonna lie, dude.
he was trying to deduce what I was saying. Like I get it, but I mean, I wasn't trying to say it like that. Just so I understand visually in movies, it just heads differently. It does something different. But we, as a medium, we respect that it does have different genres. We respect the genres when it comes to movies. That's what I'm saying. When there's like audio, obviously audio has a different perspective. It has a different use case. There's different things. The especially when you're recording stuff, like I was saying, creating, putting it on a medium, CD, whatever the fuck, you know, streaming, whatever, the, you know, all that stuff kind of falls by the wayside.
Nice. Ew. I could smell that from here. Yeah. Through the microphone, I could smell that.
Imagine.
What does it smell like?
Honestly, a little bit of Oreo and a little bit of Lifesaver. It was like just a little bit of both, you know?
It was, you're right on, but there's a little bit of chicken in the back.
Yeah, chicken nugget. that's what I'm missing, the little air of chicken nugget. Sorry, go ahead, Mick.
Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah, no. So when it comes to audio shit, I feel like for me, it's like I look at it as a whole as like, well, do I have like my biases before I have to like acknowledge that before I go into listening to something I'm not.
Everyone does though.
I understand.
And
that.
I think that some people have less of a strict, you know, biases and then some people don't.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But I'm just saying, I'm comparing the same biases with movies too. A lot of people don't like horror movies. Okay. A lot of people don't like, so what I'm saying is being harsh on how this stuff is done. It's not, you know what I mean? I'm kind of looser with it emotionally. I'm just like, it exists within its own plane, I guess. I don't know. Like just the whole entire, like way everything's ran right now in the industry.
Do you think that's a good direction for us to go in with art and in creativity though? Do you think that's going to ruin us at the end of the day with it? Or
I don't know.
That's the only reason I speak out about it, dude, is because I feel it is going to ruin us at the end of the day. It's going to rob the next generation of what the actual elements of creativity mean, what it means to be creative and unique and superfluously putting shit out there that is yours, that is spawned from your own individual taste, like Spotify and YouTube and Instagram. Like me and Johnny were talking about our algorithms earlier about how shitty like it is that, you know, we are beholden to these other people defining our taste for us and telling us what to look at, when in reality it should be the opposite, dude. We should all be like seeking out things to look at, but we're lazy and we like stuff fed to us. And they know that. And instead of challenging ourselves,
it's convenient,
not only in our consumption, but in our creativity, it's going to spoil it. It's going to ruin it.
Yeah. I think you're right on that part of it. I forgot what I was going to say. Fuck. I'm a little inebriated right now. Episode 2 is about to be fucked up.
It's going to be lit, dude.
An hour and 33 minutes.
What were we saying?
Hour and 23.
I think we should be recording.
I think it's
it
1 at 90.
Well, we also clipped for a couple of minutes, remember? So we could go like maybe a little over 94 or 95. Something like that.
So you're saying cut out the rest of that episode? Is that what you're trying to say?
Cut out the rest of No, I'm saying remember the part that skipped out? Remember where it stopped? So right. I think we're a little shorter.
Like 90, 95. I mean,
the video, that has nothing to do with the video. The video is still recording that a same amount of time.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what you're saying. We have audio though?
Probably from one of the camera mics.
As long as that works. One of them went out for like a little bit. It's all good. Okay. We'll just cut it. We'll just cut it.
Well, all right. Well, what do we want to wrap on, guys?
This is what we're going to wrap on. Check it out. Mick, kick me a beat. I'm going to start rapping. Yo. My name's Johnny Savage, and I'm here to say we like New Year's in a
New Year.
New Year. We like New Year's in a like sick way, you know. And we like bitches because we like.
I'm tired of this shit.
Watching their reels.
What are we even doing?
I'm not a freestyler.
He tried to rap.
Listen, guys.
This has been the Stool Podcast. Thank you for tuning into our bullshit today. This has been another episode of Homeroom.
Another Homeroom episode, guys. Check it out.
I thought we got some good shit out there.
That was fun. That was real fun. But this is the thing, guys. We're going to shoot another episode right now. Okay. So. We're going to shoot a same day episode, right? In like 10 minutes. And we're going to drink some more. We're going to have some more fun. And we're going to do some fun things. So, you know, and when the next episode comes, you know, check it out, you know?
And guys, make sure to like and subscribe. Hit that bell icon. Yes. And bell notification to get notifications for future episodes.
Yes, like sir. And subscribe.
And all that cool stuff. Yes,
make sure you guys do that shit. Because if you don't, then it's not going to work. You know what I mean?
Oh, tell them.
And then I'm going to input a little ad right here for Printful. Okay, guys. Printful. So make sure you guys listen to that. If you're in a band, this is all I'm going to say. If you're in a band and you got money and funds to like, you know, I ain't got $500 to drop on merch. Check it out. Printful got you guys.
They got you.
Printful got you. Like right here. I'm going to put the link and also I'm going to do a little
right
thing.
Right under the lightning bolt. Dude. Right under the lightning bolt.
Right here.
Yeah, right there.
Right here. Nazi company Printful is gonna... No, I'm just kidding.
No, he meant to say it like Nazi company.
Nazi company.
Nazi company.
Nazi company Printful is going to help you out.
What are we doing, guys? What the fuck are we doing?
We ain't ever gonna get sponsors with this kind of shit.
All right, Printful.
Shout out Cutwater.
We take it back.
Printful. Hey, check out Printful. They're the shit. All of our merch comes from Printful.
Yeah,
if you ever got merch from The Dunce or The Stool Podcast, all Printful, okay? All
right, check it out. New website coming soon. Go ahead and check it out, guys.
Last part, Johnny. 10-second plugs. Go. 10. Nine,
check out Johnny Savage on IG, YouTube, TikTok, all that good shit. Check out my band DNG Heavy. We just came out with the music video.
All right, that's over. Mick, your plugs.
Check it out. Mixer jobs on everything. Thank you for coming in and checking out. So the Stool Podcast. Thank you, man. Let's see.
Two. All right, cool. Check out. I've rebranded as Ranthony John on Instagram. Yes, just check out that shit. Let's go.
Uncle right. Energy's dead. Then.
Uncle Energy is gone.
I saw your post about that. Let's I was like, what does he mean by that? So what is it now?
Ranthony John.
I love that.
Let's go.
All right. John, is that your middle name?
It's my middle name, yeah.
Nice.
Let's get into the next episode, check out guys.
Check out my band's new music video. It's called True Color. We just shot it. We spent a lot of money on it, so make sure you fucking list watch that shit. The music on Spotify and everything's going to drop like in like a week, so... Music videos out right now on YouTube.
Besides what Johnny says, they are a good band. And they're good.
TV music.
BVTV.
BTTV music on YouTube. That's where you'll find it. Yeah, we're sellouts. We we suck. We're just like heavy.
Shut up.
If you guys like heavy music, that's fucking whatever.
I like you guys.
Listen to our shit.
I like you guys. All right. See you on the next episode. This has been The Stool Podcast. We love you.
See ya.